Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. Hope you've been having a great weekend. It's Monday, Money Making Monday, Motivational Monday, Monday for the masses. Man, you know, I'm always excited about a new week, a new Monday. And this Monday, this morning, I've just been extremely productive, like overproductive. Starting this week of being more disciplined on what I want to accomplish. Like I started this morning, I took an hour away from my phone, put my phone on the charger, let it charge for an hour. And I just started working on the show, editing the show, and just getting new topics and learning, as well as reading, going over my old notes, notes that I took like years ago about books that I've read, and just reading those notes, as well as meditating in the morning, planning out my week, scheduling my week out, planning out my week. I did my morning workouts, got some push-ups in, got some sit-ups in, and as well as did my daily hygiene, cleaned up my face. What I started doing, I started moisturizing, as well as taking care of my skincare. Skincare has been just like a big thing to me, so I've been doing moisturizing and really just taking care of my beard. You know, my beard is my baby, it's my precious. But really just taking care of myself and just really being disciplined. That's my focus this week, is just being disciplined on doing what I need to accomplish, like eating better. I've been eating out heavy ever since the quarantine started, but getting back to being focused and taking care of myself, because self-care is like healthcare. So once you start taking care of yourself, that's how you really, I don't know why I want to say exuberate, but that's how you really just push out that energy towards other people, where they feel that, like, oh damn, they see that in you, that you're taking care of yourself. They see a whole new change in you, a whole new being, a whole new light. They see your vibration just getting higher. So that's what I've just been doing. It's been a productive morning. I love it. It's Monday, but it's gloomy out here, but that ain't gonna rain on my parade, you dig? We still out here. It's Monday. I appreciate you tuning in. If you had a rough weekend, a bad weekend, a weekend that you was just like sad all weekend, miserable, anything of that nature, forget about it. It's a new day. It's a new you. Put it all behind you. Learn from it and just focus on this week ahead. Focus on what you want to accomplish. Focus on being a better person overall in general. And that's where it all starts, man. I'm just happy and excited. It's Monday, man. It's a whole new week, a whole new goals, whole new accomplishments. So really don't let anything hold you back from getting where you want to be or doing what you want to accomplish. But on today's episode, I'm going to be discussing the quotes of the day. I have two of them, as well as what I learned this weekend and my book review. I've been reading, you know, I've been reading a lot of books. I've discussed it on Friday's episode. But I was just over this weekend, I was reading like in 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. And I just want to let y'all know the four rules, even though there's 48 laws, but the four laws, that the first four laws of the book and how they resonated with me, as well as on this show, I'll be discussing ways to be productive during the safer at home order, as well as six ways to improve your health. So that's what we're going to be discussing on today's episode. It's Monday. Let's get it, man. If you have goals or plans this week, let's accomplish them and get them going, get them rolling, as well as if I can help you out in any way as possible, and with anything, reach out to me at Sana IE Podcast on any social media platform, as well as if you prefer email me at sanaiepodcast@gmail.com, and I will help you any way, shape, fashion, or form. But we're all in this together, man. I'm here to help you. This is what this show is about, helping us all grow and learn as a family as we on this journey of life. But I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and I'm going to hit y'all with the quotes of the day and what I learned this week. Sana IE. Thank you for tuning in. Quotes of the day. Quotes for Monday. My Monday quotes, my motivational quotes for Monday are, the first one is, challenge is nothing more than a seed of opportunity. Period. Challenge is nothing more than a seed of opportunity. If you're being challenged in something in life, it's only helping you grow. It's only helping you become a better version of yourself. If you're being challenged with anything, somebody's challenging you mentally, or somebody's challenging your authority, it's only trying to help you grow. So don't see it as them challenge you. Don't get frustrated. Do not belittle yourself or control your emotions when you're being challenged, because your emotions will be tested when you're being challenged. And just know that challenge that you're being challenged is just a way for you to grow. It's a seed of opportunity. You know how seeds grow. The challenge is a seed. Once you get past that challenge, you start blossoming and growing into a better version of yourself, into a new version of yourself. So if any of you're being challenged with anything, family, friends, relationships, business, school, anything of that nature, embrace the challenge and just know it's just an opportunity for you to grow and blossom and flourish into the being you're supposed to be. So if you're being challenged in anything in life, let it challenge you. Embrace that challenge. Learn the lessons from that challenge and take it head on and push it out the way and get over it. Because every challenge is meant to be beat. Don't let the challenge defeat you. Defeat the challenge. So once again, challenge is nothing more than a seed of opportunity. So see every challenge, every hurdle, every test, anything that's really coming against you as an opportunity for you to grow. The next quote is, success is something you attract by the person you become. So if you want to be successful and you haven't been successful in the life you're living, me as a personal example, let's say you've been like, oh, I want to be successful. I'm 28. So it's about becoming a whole new person to become successful, become a successful person. If the same routine and the same stuff you're doing now, you're trying to be successful, is not really going to help you out. You have to change your routine, change your plans, change your flaws, work on yourself, better yourself, take notes, read books. It's all about bettering yourself. So if you want to become successful, you have to really transform into a successful person. So like I said, you may have to get a morning routine established, get on your workouts, eating right. Eating is big. What you feed your body, what you feed your soul, what you feed your mind really helps you out towards that journey of becoming successful. Doing the same old stuff won't help you become successful and only bring you back to where, damn, you're like, what am I doing wrong? Maybe it's the whole routine you're doing. Maybe it's the traits that you have. Maybe it's the person you are now. To become a successful person, you have to have a successful mindset, do successful habits, do successful activities. So don't be stuck with being that same person in that same mindset expecting change. Change won't happen. Success won't happen if you're still doing the same habits in the same instances. So once again, the quote is, success is something you attract by the person you become. If you want to become successful, start acting successful, start being successful, start doing successful habits, study successful people and see what you can take from them to better your craft or better yourself or better your journey. What I learned this week, man, I love that quote. Success is something you attract by the person you become. And that's me. I'm evolving and changing and becoming a better person, more productive person. But what I learned this weekend, the first thing I learned is friendship and business. They say don't mix the two, but you'll have to. What I learned this weekend, friendship and business. The two, they say don't mix friendship and business. And I've learned that slowly but surely myself, because people view the two in different ways and different spectrums. Simply because, like me personally, if I'm doing business with a friend, I put the business first before the friendship. Simply because I hired you to do a task for me. So that's what I see it as. You should view me as a client, like I'm viewing you as a business person of something of that nature towards business. I know we're friends and everything, but at the end of the day, that friendship gets put on the back burner, I want to say, if we're doing business, because business is first. Especially if I need something accomplished, I'm going to you as a business person, as you're a business owner, I'm coming to you as a business owner versus a friend. I know we're friends, but the business comes first. I need you to do this business for me. And sometimes that gets misconstrued because of the friendship. So they feel like, oh, since we're friends, I don't really have to go hard for you like that. Since we're friends, so I can always get the job done, or I can be lazy with the project. I can not communicate with you about what's going on. But nah, it's a difference to where if somebody's hiring and you guys are friends, you got to be business-minded first. Get that contract written out and be on the business side first. It's like, oh yeah, we're friends. I'm only hiring you because this is your specialty. This is the field that you're working in and you're my friend. So I would rather give the money to you versus going to an outsourcing that business from somebody else. I'd rather stay with you and stay within the business, stay within the friendship. But sometimes that, like I said, gets misconstrued because the other person may view it like, oh, we're friends. I can take my time with this. I don't have to have a deadline with this. I can bullshit. But it's like me, nah. Can't do that with me. If I'm hiring you for something, I need the business mind, your business mindset first. That friendship shit is out the window for now until the business or the job gets done. But that's just me. That's what I've learned. The difference between friendship and business. So me, if we doing business together, I'm gonna put the business first versus the friendship. And that, and a lot of friendships will be tested when it comes to the business. When you're doing the business, especially now, a lot of people are at home doing a safer at home order and they're trying to figure out what kind of business they want, networking with different people. And it's just like having that aspect of always having that business mindset, especially when working with friends. I know we always want to hire and employ our friends, but maybe our friends aren't fit for the job because they don't view it as the same view as us. They may view it as, oh, we're friends, I'm helping a friend out, versus no, I'm helping a client out, making their business grow. So that's what I learned, the difference between friendship and business. And I've been on that myself, but it's when you see it coming from working with a business with a friend and you see how they operate, you're like, damn, imagine if I was a real client. This is how you operate your business? Like, nah, I'm leaving a bad review. And that's not as a hater shit. Nah, that's helping you out, seeing that, oh, that review is like, damn, maybe I should take everything more serious when it comes to friends, because friends will help you expand your business, especially if they employ you for to help their business grow. But that's what I learned, as well as fall back in love with your passion. Anything you're passionate about, or you was passionate about, you fell off, take the time to fall back in love with it. Over this weekend, I was having a conversation with my mentor, and he was discussing how he fell back in love with his passion of making music, and how he's been recording ever since, just had a whole new spark in him, to where he fell in love back with his passion. He told me he sat down, put some headphones on, and listened to Aretha Franklin's first album. If you haven't heard Aretha Franklin's first album, go check it out. He really sat there and listened to the album. Sometimes you really have to sit there and just listen to the album. No phone, no distraction, just sit there and indulge in the craft of the album or anything of that nature, to where you're not distracting, you have your full focus on that album. So that's what I'm gonna do. And he gave me homework this week. He said, I want you to start writing one song a week. Write and record one song a week. Just one song, which isn't that hard. But that's my homework for this week. And I'm telling y'all, so y'all gonna be looking out, new music coming out. But that's what he just told me. He also said, I want you to do it. Like he said, take some headphones, indulge in an album. He told me Kanye West's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which is a great album. I have a lot of favorite songs on that. So I'm going to really take the time and just sit in and tune into that and listen to that. And just falling back in love with your passion. Me, I'm falling back in love with writing music, with taking pictures, doing photography. Just falling back in love with your passion, or finding and developing a new passion in this life, on this journey that you're in. As well as the last thing I learned this weekend is evaluation. Where it comes to evaluating myself. Like every Sunday I do a weekly evaluation on how I did throughout the week, as well as evaluating friends, relationships, business, career, evaluating everything as a whole spectrum, just taking a step back, analyzing anybody and everybody in your life and what you do on a daily basis and everything. Just figure out what you want and what truly makes you happy and what truly drives you and motivates you to wake up every day and go out there and do what you need to do and do what you need to accomplish. So that's what I've been learning, just evaluating myself, evaluating my relationships, evaluating my businesses, the people that's in my inner circle, just evaluating everybody and see how they fit into the journey that I'm on and what I need to accomplish. So those are the three things I learned this week. Friendship and business, can't really mix them. Fall back in love with your passion. If you're passionate about something, you feel like you feel out of love with it, figure out what made you fall in love with it the first place. Maybe it's an album, maybe it's a certain song, maybe it's a certain picture, maybe it's a certain food or something of that nature. Fall back in love with your passion, or take the time to figure out a new passion that drives you, that gives you that burning desire to where you want to do this every day. As well, evaluation. I feel like we all need to do daily evaluations, weekly evaluations, and just as well as monthly evaluations, evaluating everything in our life and see, is it helping us or is it hurting us? Man. But I'm going to give y'all a brief break and I'm going to get y'all on with the book review and ways to be productive during the Safer at Home order. We'll be right back. Sana I.E. So in the intro, I was just telling y'all that I've been reading the 48 Laws of Power this weekend. And the first four laws, the first one is never outshine the master. And that resonated with me because with any aspect or any field that you're in, you're always, there's always going to be somebody above you that you want to outrank, outshine. But there will be times where you have to sit back and be patient in the process because everything will work out in your favor to where you don't have to outshine the master, that you can just be yourself and be who you are and you'll get the right blessing, the right power, the right people in your life. But outshining the master will is kind of detrimental, especially if they have insecurities to where they want to get rid of you or cut you off or give your position to another person. So it's like you got to know who you're dealing with. If you're dealing with an insecure person above you, don't try to outshine them. As well as sometimes being yourself, you can outshine that person too. So like I said, a lot of people have insecurities and you just being yourself, everybody liking you, adapting to you, gravitating to your energy, your aura, and that will sometimes piss people off. People above you or people below you. But sometimes you just have to just sit back and just take a step back and not really be that person where you got people gravitating toward you because the person above you is getting mad, if that makes sense. The second one is never put too much trust in friends. That's with friendship and business. That goes what I was just talking about, what I learned this weekend. Never put too much trust in friends. And it says because they will betray you more quickly. And that's semi-true because especially when you get in a debacle with a friend or anything of that nature, they're quick to turn on you. If the friendship wasn't, if the friendship didn't have no weight. Where the little shit didn't deteriorate or damage our relationship. But never to put too much trust in friends. Sometimes you can't trust friends with a business opportunity or a business goal or something of that nature because of the way they view it. Sometimes you have to reach out to an enemy. It says learn how to use your enemies and never put too much trust in friends because enemies will go harder for you because they feel like they have something to prove for you. The third one is conceal your intentions. We all have intentions on what we want to do. And concealing your intentions is sometimes vital because not everybody needs to know what your plans are or what you want to do. Sometimes you just have to keep it to yourself and just let out little bits and samples of what you want to do. So conceal your intentions is the third one. And the fourth one is always say less than necessary, which is big because I feel like with anything we're trying to accomplish, me, I'm keep everything close to the vest. I don't really like to divulge what I'm doing, my plans or anything of that nature. I just keep it close to the vest and just let it happen. Just project my vision out. So always say less than necessary. Never talk too much. Maybe you're talking too much, you can talk yourself out of an opportunity. Talking too much, you can really show people who you are. And that's like, nah. So always say less than necessary. Don't divulge too much information about yourself or about anything you're trying to do. And now we on to, I'm trying to see ways to be productive during the Safer at Home order. And I came up with 15 off scratch. I was just like I said, I have been having a productive morning. So these 15 just came to me instantly. The first one is that I've came up myself is find a book to binge read, not a book to read. Find a book to binge read to where you're reading a book that takes you into a whole different universe and it just sucks you right in from the jump or for the first chapter that you can't get enough of that book. Find a book to binge read. Find a book that you like, you love, or that piques or sparks your interest to where you're like, damn, I got to read this whole book front to back today. Something you can binge read and get your mind flowing and sparking to where you just get lost in the book and you're not really worrying about what's going on in the outside world. Another one is go for a walk, a jog, or a run. That's being productive, getting outside, feeling the weather, getting outside, walking, jogging. It does tremendous, it has tremendous benefits for the body, for the mind, for the soul. So get out, walk, jog, or run. As well as number three, create some home workouts for yourself. If you have no workouts for yourself, you've been at home, create something. Look up some home workouts that you can do at home. And just make a list for each day. Oh, these are my Monday workouts. These are my Tuesday workouts. These are my Wednesday workouts. Oh, Thursday, I'm going to take a break. This is my Friday workouts. This is my Saturday workouts. Oh, Sunday, I'm going to take a break. Get the home workouts in. Work out on your body and bettering yourself during this time. Another one is listen to podcasts and take notes. Whatever podcast you listen to, take notes on that podcast and use that information throughout the day or throughout your daily lives. Another one is give yourself weekly homework. I discussed, my mentor gave me a homework to write one song a week. Sometimes you have to give yourself weekly homework just to see where you're at or see where you want to go. Maybe you're like, all right, my homework this week is read 30 minutes a day. Or my homework this week is learn Spanish for 30 minutes a day. Or my homework this week is learn a new craft for 30 minutes. Something of that nature. Just give yourself homework to do on a weekly basis and see how you are and see how you do at the end of the week. Another one is find a side hustle. I have tons of episodes discussing different side hustles to create different opportunities that's out there for you right now to make some money. I know you're at home. There's ways to make money while you're at home. Check out the recent episodes and see how you can make money while at home during the safe at home order. Number seven, help someone. During this time, we all need help. We're all looking for help. Sometimes we may not want to ask for help, but somebody's always looking for help. So see how you can help somebody, either if it's just grocery shopping, talking to them, letting them vent, going on a walk with them, just seeing their face, FaceTiming them, talking to them, taking them out to eat, just something of that nature. Help someone out and it'll help you out. Number eight, spring cleaning. I was looking today like, damn, I need to spring clean, like clean out a whole lot. Spring cleaning is more than just cleaning out your room, your house, or anything of that nature. Maybe you have to spring clean your life, spring clean the people in your lives, spring clean the relationships, the career, the business, something of that nature. Just spring clean, do a full cleanse, deep cleaning of everything in your life. Maybe you have to cut some people off, let people go, something of that nature. Do a spring cleaning. Number nine, work on a vision or affirmation board. And this is highly productive. You're doing the vision or affirmation board, finding different words that enlighten you, that spark you, that bring you out. Finding different pictures, different visions that you want to see. Different vision. The vision board is seeing, visualizing where you want to be in the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years. Visualize that. Look at the board. Maybe like, all right, I'm in California right now, or I'm in Canada right now, or I'm in Florida right now, but in 5 years, I want to be in Vegas, or I want to be in New York, living in New York in a condo, in a penthouse, or something of that nature. Find a penthouse and put it on your vision board. Find New York, the name New York, put it on your vision board. Put what you want in your future on your vision board. That gives you time. That gives you time to think. Gives you time to visualize. Hang it up to where you see it every morning. When you wake up, that's what you see, your vision board. What you want to be, what you visualize. Take time to, in the morning, 10 minutes, visualize that. See yourself in that position. See yourself in that spot in 5 years, in that penthouse, overlooking, being a head or CEO of a company. Visualize that. See that. Put that on that vision board and keep seeing it on a daily visual basis. Number 10, find what drives you. Find your passion. If you right now, you're like, damn, I ain't got no passion, nothing drives me. That's good. That's great. Because that means you have an opportunity to try anything and everything. There's a lot of avenues out there that you can try. Maybe, who knows, try playing an instrument, doing makeup, making a video, editing a video, reading, writing, something of that nature. Find out what drives you. Find your passion. Find out what you like doing, what you love doing. That's what this time is. Utilize this time to figure out what you love, what you want to do. Number 11, learn a new skill. I guess it's like finding your passion. Learn a new skill. Me, I'm working on my new skills. I really want to be fluent in different languages. So I'm working on Spanish and French. I'm bringing back French Fridays on Friday, by the way. So French Fridays is back in full effect. And Spanish Mondays is back too. So there it is. Learn a new skill. So I'm going to help y'all out with that. Learning a new skill with the French Fridays and the Spanish Mondays. As well as a new skill, learn a new language. Languages. We learn new languages now, people. Friday and Mondays, new language, French Fridays, Spanish Mondays. Be on the lookout for that. Learn a new language. If there's a language you want to learn, let's say you want to learn Mandarin. I think Mandarin's hard as shit. But if you want to learn Mandarin, just look up. YouTube is the greatest teacher, because there's so many people out there that's trained in that field that took the time to learn the language, that want to teach you and help you out. So if there's a new language or a new skill you want to learn, utilize YouTube. Another one is 13, create a morning routine or a daily routine for yourself. If you just wake up and that's it, and you're like, oh, I don't want to know what I'm doing today. Nah, fuck all that. For real. Create a morning routine, a daily routine for yourself, where you're on a schedule where you're like, all right, I got a routine for myself. In the mornings, I work out, I walk, I brush my teeth, I wash my face, I read, I'm learning a new language, learning a new skill. I'm talking, I'm having breakfast with my family, I'm making breakfast for myself. Create a morning routine for yourself, a daily routine that you stick by and you discipline yourself on, so you can better yourself in the long run. The next one is work on your budget. Work on your daily budget, your weekly budget, your monthly budget, as well as your time budget. Budgeting your time, putting your time in the right energy and places and everything. Don't run yourself ragged not having control of your time. Control your time. Don't let the time control you. I've been hearing that like a lot lately by people like, I don't have time. You do have time. You're just not budgeting your time or putting your time, allocating your time in the right spots. So we have 24 hours in a day. Piece your time out day by day. Don't forget to take breaks within that time. Don't run yourself, work yourself ragged. Learn to take breaks and figure out, okay, this is what I need to do from here to here. Why do you think they do that at school? They have, what, 1 through 4 periods, then lunch, or the rest of the periods and recess, however it is, however it was. But budget your time, budget your money, budget the people in your life, budget. Work on your budget. Number 15, it's the last one. Write out where you want to be 5 to 10 years from now. What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? Do you want to be married? Do you still want to be single? Do you want to be in a big house? Do you want to be in a little house? Do you want to be in an apartment? Do you want to be in a condo? Do you want to be traveling the world? Do you want to be making an impact on the world? What do you want to do from 5 years from now? What do you want to do 10 years from now? Write it out. Visualize it and just keep going about it. Check it. Check that out every day of the week. Every day. Wake up. Oh, where do I want to be in 5 years? And that will give you that drive to keep working. Like, all right, this is where I want to be in 5 years. So I got to work here from day one to get to year five. So write out where you want to be in 5 years. Write out where you want to be in 10 years. Just think. Sit and think. There's no rush to it. Just sit and think of where you want to be. You got time. But the thing is just starting it. So write out and see where you want to be 5 to 10 years from now. Man. But we're going to move on to, and this is the bonus. I'm starting introducing a lot of bonus content. And the bonus content I got for this week is 6 ways to improve your health. Number 1 is mindset. Practice and feel gratitude each day. Write down 10 things you're grateful for in the morning or at night, and take a minute to give thanks before every meal. Mindset is the biggest key to improving your health. Like I said, every morning, write out 10 things you're grateful for, or at night, 10 things you're grateful for. Me, I'm going to do 10 in the morning and 10 at night. And just being grateful and think about visualizing what you're grateful for. 10 in the morning is like the first 10 things that pop in your head. And at night, write out the 10 things you're grateful for that happened throughout the day. Trust me, there's 10 things that happened throughout the day. Maybe you didn't see, but maybe you have to take time and reflect back on. It's all about mindset, getting your mind right. Maybe you have to start meditating. I highly recommend meditating. It's very beneficial in a lot of ways. My next one is number 2, relationships. We all have the need for a connection and support and want to give and receive love. However, unhealthy relationships can have a huge negative impact on your emotional and physical health. If there's relationships that you're in right now, and this relationship is draining you, like every time you're with this person, it's just draining your energy, draining your energy, draining your energy. Maybe you need to cut them off. But for real, maybe you need to cut them off. Or maybe you're around people that uplifts your energy, that you love this relationship. You like, you love the friendship where they always bring out new fucking fire out of you. And you're just like, damn, I love spending time with this person or these people. And I'm just finding that connection. Find the connection. Find the people that bring the life out of you, not drain the life out of you. Find the people that spark your interest, spark you, and just give you that fire. So nurture your relationships. Figure out how your relationships are right now. The third one is career. Many people spend days, months, weeks, and years, and even decades in careers that are diametrically opposed to who they are as a spiritual being. Finding work you love will improve your health. And I go through that time and times. Like, I'll be working at different jobs, and I just, like, I feel like it's like, let's say I get bored of it. Simply because I'm like, it's ran its course. So it's like, don't be stuck in that job or career simply because, oh, I got to pay the bills. Oh, I got to figure out how to pay bills. I got bills to pay. We all have bills to pay. But that's why it's like finding that second hustle, another stream of income, that third stream of income, to where you don't have to be relying on a career or a job because they support or fund your bills. Nah, look for a different side hustle. Look for what you love and do what you love. That's what we preach about. Do what you love and love what you do. If you're in a career that you don't like, but you're just there simply because, oh, I need to make money, or, oh, this is making my parents happy, or this is making so-and-so happy. Nah, find out what makes you happy, what you love doing, and do what you love. Sometimes you might have to start it from ground zero. When it comes to career, I've been talking about creating an emergency fund and saving, as well as that. Save your money. Save that money for times like this where you're like, man, fuck this job. I'm tired of this job. I'd rather fucking read children books to kids all day in the library or something of that nature. Figure out what you love doing and doing what you love. And if it's, you're in a career right now and you like, damn, I don't love this career, or I fell out of love with this career, maybe it's time to step onto a new chapter. Maybe you're evolving to a new person. We all change. We're all changing. So maybe what you once loved 5 years ago is not the same thing you love today. So figure out what career suits you. The fourth one is spirituality. There have been many studies on the positive effects of having a spiritual practice has on health, from practicing a religion to doing yoga or meditating. Hello, meditating. But developing or deepening your spiritual life can help optimize your health. Yep, like, you preach and meditate. I love meditating because it lets you know who you are, especially when I meditate in the morning. I meditate in the morning, have that peace, that quiet, get my thoughts together, visualize my day, go over my affirmations in my head, just really just picturing how I want my day to go, how I want my day to flow. And then that's where it just starts, man. Getting in touch with that spiritual side. Like I say, if you do yoga, do yoga. If you're due to religion, where sometimes you have to wake up and read the Bible, study the Bible and just read the verse. Or like I said, doing yoga, meditating. There's ways to get connected with yourself spiritually. The fifth one is food. What you feed your body, what you feed your mind. The body is programmed to be healthy when provided the right building blocks. Notice and honor how your body reacts to different foods and eat what works for you, and not what you think you should eat based on the media or other people. Eat what works for you. We all know how our body feels when we eat certain foods, when we read certain things, when we put in certain things into our body. So figure out what your body loves, what your body needs, and you figure out you'll vibrate on a whole different level, a whole different spectrum when you really take the time and see what your body needs and what feeds your body, feeds your mind, feeds your soul. Last but not least, the sixth one, physical activity. Our body thrives on movement. The more you move, the higher your vibration goes. The higher your vibration is, the better you feel. So get active, dance, jog, work out, take a walk, or do yoga. You can also jump up and down. Research shows that the simple action of jumping excites the cells in the body and makes them healthier. So getting physical activity, getting physical, working out, running, walking, jogging, doing yoga, doing something physical helps your cells, makes them healthier. Even if you just want to jump up and down, do jumping jacks, 20 jumping jacks, easy. Jumping up and down, getting that physical activity formed to where you're like, all right, I can do this. It brings you that hype, gets you jumping, it gets you excited, like, oh, I'm ready for the day, I can attack the day. So jump up and down, do something physical where you're like, all right. So basically, that's what I did. Gave you a quick 6 ways to improve your health. And I love these 6 ways, man. I hope y'all take notes and really utilize each one of them on this episode, man. But I'm going to give y'all a brief break and I'm going to do a recap. Sanai. Recap of the show. I discussed the 2 quotes of the day. First one is, challenge is nothing more than a seed of opportunity. Anything you've been challenged in, just giving you a chance to grow. The next one is, success is something you attract by the person you become. To be successful, you have to become successful. I said become successful. To be successful, you have to become successful as far as the mind state, the mind frame, and put yourself in that successful state. Start visualizing yourself as success and never let that deter. What I learned this week, friendships and business can't really mix them. Fall back in love with your passion. Take the time out to find out what you were passionate about. Maybe when you were passionate about it as a child. Me, I wanted to be a firefighter. I know now, I ain't being no damn firefighter. But that's just an example. As well as evaluation. Evaluate the people in your life, yourself. Have it for yourself. Do daily evaluations, weekly evaluations, monthly evaluations. Evaluate yourself as well as the people in your life. Discuss the book review. Not the book review, but the book I'm reading this weekend. This past weekend. The 48 Laws of Power. Four laws. Never outshine the master. Never put too much trust in friends. Conceal your intentions. Always say less than necessary. Discuss ways to be productive during the safer at home order. Find a book to binge read. Go for a walk, jog, or run. Create home workouts for yourself. Listen to podcasts and take notes. Give yourself weekly homework. Find a side hustle. Help someone. Spring cleaning. Deep spring cleaning. Work on a vision or affirmation board. Find what drives you or find your passion. Learn a new skill. Learn a new language. Create a morning routine, a daily routine. Work on your budget. Write out where you want to be in 5 years from now. Write out where you want to be 10 years from now. I discuss ways to improve your health. 6 ways. 1, mindset. 2, relationship. 3, career. 4, spirituality. 5, food. 6, physical activity. So do those. Take notes. Hope y'all been taking notes on the show and just utilize this and use these for y'all personal benefit, personal gain on this journey of life. We're all in this together. I love and appreciate you tuning in to the episode today. Sanae, it's your host XO. I hope y'all have a great, glorious week. I'll be back to get y'all again with y'all on Friday. Man, I can't wait for Friday, man. But we're going to take this though. I want y'all to tap in with me as well and see. I want to hear about if you guys are utilizing these notes this weekend, how they helped y'all. But I appreciate y'all tuning in. Like the show. Subscribe to the show. Share the show with a friend. Send it to a friend. That's all I ask. And I appreciate y'all tuning in. Can't wait to hear y'all feedback. We over and we out. Sanae. Be back again on Friday. Stay tuned.